mix. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, Ian here.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The main feature of the site allows you to actually influence the stuff we'll talk about on the air by submitting show prep suggestions, things that you find interesting that you found online. You can put it up on our website, and then our other listeners vote up or vote down on how they feel about it. The most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of our website, meaning we're more likely to see it and talk about it on the air. So head over to freetalklive.com. In fact, Mark, coming up, you want to talk about post office rates and stuff. Did you find that on our website?
Yeah, I've got it.
All right, so we'll get to that here in a little bit. Of course, we've got to take your calls first about what you want at 800-259-9231. Last hour, I threw a question out. I'd still like for people to chime in on this. As far as how far is too far when it comes to monkey wrenching in the system? May not seem like a big idea to cause a denial of service to a government website or to run a denial of service attack on a government website or hack their front page or something like that. Relatively low damage there. Whereas, you know, kind of the other end of the spectrum would be blowing up a building, a government building, or setting it on fire as it was entirely empty. Obviously, I would oppose it completely if there was any chance that somebody would be harmed. Now,
what about when somebody calls the police department and it's at night, so the dispatcher is the only person there, it's maybe it's one of the smaller New Hampshire towns, and they have to answer every call because they don't know if it's an emergency or what, but it's all these protesters wanting to find out about their buddy that's in jail.
Yeah, I have no problem with that.
What if they're unable to dispatch somebody to an emergency because they're held up on the phone?
That's a good point. That's a good point. I've never thought of that before. Well, they shouldn't go after peaceful people.
That's
true. You're right. Nobody ever brought that up before, Sam. That's a great point.
The government bureaucrat is there to serve the people, and that means they're there to serve me for my silly complaint, versus somebody who is, you know, having a heart attack. The fact that I called and said, "Hey, release my friends from jail," this government agency wasn't able to plan for people, you know, making two telephone calls at one time.
Well, now when you do call a police department. If you're not calling 911, and you wouldn't call 911 because you don't have an emergency
right.
When you're calling about a friend that's in jail. And what you're referencing, Sam, is when an activist up here in New Hampshire gets picked up, put in jail, a bunch of people call in to let those jailers and the police know how they feel about this, and they ask them to release them and check in on their well-being and things like that. And they get a lot of phone calls. And it's a really neat tactic, and I think it makes a difference because it makes an impression on these people. What that impression is, I don't know, but it makes one.
Makes a different impression for different people.
Yeah, but when you call into the police department, if you call the regular line, you come into the voicemail prompt or whatever, not voicemail, but they, you know, press 1 for this, press 2 for that, that kind of thing. You usually have to wait through that, and then if you have a non-emergency, press 0. To get to the dispatcher. So I would presume that they would have some sort of a system set up that would give priority to the 911 callers. If they don't, well, there's not much you can do about that, right? Stop aggressing against peaceful people, and you won't have people calling to complain. Simple.
Yeah, I agree. Just playing devil's advocate.
So 800-259-9231, that's the number. I want to have you chime into this discussion because I think that you're right, Mark. I think the idea of setting a building on fire is a poor idea. It's going to be
it's
going to make you look bad.
Using force or fraud in order to achieve political goals, and I'm just not for that.
I wouldn't call it political. I would call it apolitical. But nonetheless, I think that it's poor public relations. It's going to be very difficult to defend that. Plus, then you get the fire department coming out having to, you know, put out a fire. The fire could spread. Probably, you know, the worst idea possible.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say that I would shed a tear if the government town center
was burned
down.
It's one thing if you say that you're not going to shed a tear. It's another thing if you say, there's different. I'm not going to shed a tear. For instance, the police department here. Here in a local New Hampshire town was run through by a bulldozer, and these are things have happened on multiple occasions across the United States. And you know, I there's a part of me that says, yeah, but you know, this is not a way to solve problems. This is a way to create
problems. The town's still
there. A lot of problems. Yeah. And you don't know if somebody could have been hurt there. And then that's a big problem. Then you're in the Oklahoma City bombing situation.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to be in that situation. You don't want anybody to be hurt or in jeopardy of being hurt or anything like that. What would you do, Mark, as the volunteer firefighter if you were called out to put out a blaze at town hall?
I'd go out there and I'd fight that blaze.
I might just kind of keep the forest.
If I knew where the filing cabinet that had the records for taxes were, I might make sure that one didn't get put out. But
this area over here, we're not such a hurry to put the fire out there.
So why don't you hear your thoughts? We certainly batted it around enough here. 800-259-9231 to Mike in Florida. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Sam and Mark. Mike?
Hey, guys. Great show tonight.
What's on your mind?
Thanks for having me.
Go ahead, sir. What's on your mind?
I was going to talk about the internet thing at first, but you got me so sucked in with this debate about monkey wrenching. I just have to say something that, God, Ian is 100% right on this. I completely agree. If there's absolutely no reaction from us, the government is just going to keep walking all over us. And yeah. I'd like to use the analogy of sticking your hand in a beehive. The only reason why you're hesitant to stick your hand in a beehive is because you feel like you might get stung from the bee. But if you stick your hand in that beehive 100 times and you never get stung, you're just going to stick it in with absolutely no worries. And I'm afraid that without any pushback from the people, these abuses that we keep seeing that you guys talk about every night are just going to keep getting worse and worse and worse without any kind of resistance at all.
We end up in a bee colony and they're harvesting our honey.
Well, I don't like the term resistance, and I'm not the kind of person that would normally advocate.
Resistance is the right term. I mean, when you're talking about resistance in a circuit, you're talking about drag, and mm-hmm. you do nothing if not put a drag on government, their work and the things that they do. Don't you? Ian, I was asking Ian, I'm sorry.
Under what context?
Do you walk into their government buildings with $1 bills? Waste their time and make it difficult on them. I mean, that's what resistance is. It's one of the definitions. It's exactly the right term.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe you're right.
Look, I could spend all night talking about that, but I really wanted to talk about this internet issue.
Okay,
and,
sure.
I think that, I don't know if you guys are aware of this or not, but I'm pretty sure that the first step to control the internet is already on the way. It's coming in 2011. They're going to control the internet the way they control everything else, and it's going to be through taxation. I'm not sure if you guys are aware of this yet or not, but we're going to be getting the 1099-K soon. Are you aware of 1099-K?
Haven't heard of it.
Sounds like a tax form. What is that?
Okay, the 1099-K is basically going to tax every single transaction on the internet. You can Google it. You can look it up. It's coming. They snuck it into a bill. The 1099-K forces merchant providers like PayPal, because I make my business online, so I'm really dreading what this, this coming. The 1099-K forces merchant providers like PayPal or your credit card processor
mm-hmm.
to file every transaction that you make on the internet to the federal government on a new 1099 form. So restaurant owners who swipe credit cards, internet people who sell stuff on eBay, anyone who does business on the internet now, going forward in 2011, every single transaction you make is going to be reported to the federal government on a 1099-K.
Well,
this is the first step to control the internet.
I think that's a great idea.
It's what they've said. However, the problem with it is that no one can do it.
Yeah.
And they'll be so overloaded with paperwork, and then it'll be incomplete. And there's nothing worse than incomplete paperwork, because then you don't even know what you're looking for.
How, I don't understand, how is it going to be incomplete? The merchant provider is simply going to file a submission of all your transactions to the federal government.
I'm telling you that they've when I looked over this previously, it basically said that any business doing any business with any other business or an individual had to send them a 1099. I can assure you that organizations don't know this.
According to the IRS's own form, it says that the 1099-K is an information return that payment settlement entities will use to report the gross amount of merchant card or third-party payments. So it's likely they're going to catalog it all for a year and then submit one form, not, you know, a thousand
forms. Right, exactly. It's going to be one form every year, just like a normal...
It's bad news. I mean, what you're saying is bad news, and you know, who knows, maybe it'll end up being the death of the AMP program. I thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. More coming up. But what can you do, right? Try to work outside the system as much as you can. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale price.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites and a convert for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Yeah. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Dial in toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line tonight. It's Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, and the features there include stuff like our archives. You missed a moment of the show? Well, you don't have to. You can just go click and download and get years worth of them free. You don't have to log in or anything like that. It's all right there. freetalklive.com. Click into the podcast or click our archives page to go back to 2006. All free for you. freetalklive.com. Now then, what if you found out that the best liberty activists from around the world were moving to the same place in order to achieve liberty in their lifetimes? Would you want to join them? Well, I did. It's happening, and you can be a part of it. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. As we go to the phones and the fun and talk to one man who I believe is part of the Free State Project. Scott is calling from New Hampshire. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Scott.
I was just calling to touch base. I know you have Sam on this evening, and
that's right.
Sam was good enough to help me out with a bit of an adventure we had up in Tamworth regarding my $4 million tax assessment.
Tell me about that. What is $4 million?
You must be rich. You got a $4 million house.
I know. Yep. If I can give you a 45 seconds, the backstory on that is I moved up to Tamworth about a year ago. And had occasion to have a home built there and put in a driveway to get to that home. And that driveway crossed a puddle of mud, which involved the culverts, which, if you're familiar with the state of New Hampshire at all, entails a lot of government paperwork and problems and fights with the town and the state. And in my time spent going to these meetings with the town, I said, boy, these guys are corrupt and a big problem for me. And saw them doing the same to other people in town. And
right, because the culvert thing that you're mentioning, that's where they bring in the EPA and certify it as wetlands or something, and then you can't do anything to it, so they make you jump through a bunch of hoops and so forth.
Yep.
Yeah. So it's a wetlands, so you must pay us more money in order to pave it or do whatever
exactly.
To it.
So in going to their meetings, I sort of got for a feel of how they do business in Tamworth and took it upon myself to start a website sort of in the spirit of freekeen.com is probably what you guys are most familiar with, livefreeandcomply.org, and have been publishing on that for the past year or so with political cartoons and broadcasting when they beat up on local businesses. They were suggesting people tear down parts of their homes to save on their taxes if they thought it was too high, you know, road agents paying themselves out of the town budget, and causing hard times for charities and things like that.
Nice.
And I guess this had hurt them over the past year or so. So it came time to assess that driveway and home and barn and a couple outbuildings that are on that property.
So basically you did what a lot of people who have gotten active do. They kind of work within the system to show the corruption within the system. I mean, you didn't do anything civilly disobedient or anything like that. You just put the news out there. You put your observations out there via your blog at livefreeandcomply.org. And they didn't like that very much. And this is what we were talking about earlier, I think it was yesterday, where we were talking about how even if you're just working within the system, just using free speech against these people, they will take it personally and they will come out and they will lash out against you. What do they do to you, Scott?
Yeah, well, they took it very personally. I had one brief conversation with the tax assessor, and he said I'd like to schedule an interview to come up there and take a look at everything going on. And, you know, I sort of have the mentality that, geez, every time I've had to deal with you guys, it's been nothing but problems and nothing but time and expense for me. So I said, if I have to, I guess I can't stop you. Otherwise, thanks, but no thanks. And I guess they didn't push the issue. I guess they could have gone out and gotten a warrant and showed up with the sheriff, and they just came back with an invented, out-of-thin-air $4 million tax assessment on a home that right now doesn't even have electricity or plumbing hooked up to it.
So because, just to let people know, in New Hampshire, there are silly rules that they've written down on pieces of paper. The legislature basically says that if the government people want to come assess your house, you have to let them in. If you don't, then they can assess it at whatever level they want to.
Yep, that is my understanding of it, and I guess whatever they want came out to $4 million in my case. And that
What did you pay to build this home? I mean, what would you say the actual assessment should be?
I actually, honestly, don't spend a lot of time thinking about how government people should tax, but suffice it to say, you know, a small fraction of of that amount, and an eighth to a quarter would seem reasonable for a home. Granted, a nice home, but, you know, it doesn't have electricity or plumbing, and there's a barn there, and everything's sort of under construction. Although this is not something that is...
Are you living in the home?
No, I'm not living in the home at the moment.
Okay, got it. So it's not even completed yet.
Yep, and they have, they've done this in the past to other people, privacy-minded individuals who, have an old home in Tamworth. But I guess in New Hampshire, you can refuse to let them inside of your house. They refuse to let the tax assessor inside of their house. So they said, okay, well, we'll assume your ruddy old farmhouse has granite countertops and very expensive faucets and things like that. And that's how they muscle their way into other people's homes. And I think part of my assessment is that that mentality come to fruition. But I think at least a few million of that is very punitive. So
you've got the right to privacy as long as they've got the right to assess your value at whatever arbitrary amount they want to and then screw you over.
And it's not necessarily a tax fight I'm having with them on this. You know, I'm planning on paying, something that resembles reality in property taxes on the property.
When did this happen to you, by the way? When did this actually transpire, this multi-million dollar valuation?
I think this has been over the course of the past month, and at the beginning of that, I said, wow, this is, I could get angry, I could start flashing tires or putting in epoxy in the lawn.
But that just sounds crazy.
Clearly what irritates them is, poking fun at them with political cartoons and broadcasting what they do and, being honest and mocking them for it. So I had seen Sam's crap campaign videos that he had put up in the past, sort of poking fun at the Manchester and Nashua police departments, and said, boy, seems like a guy with a good sense of humor who could really bring this to light. And got in touch with him, and Sam put together a really great cast and crew, and we worked out sort of a plot line for a video we put together, sort of an infomercial for the Tamworth Millionaire Program.
Now, you actually hired Sam at ObscuredTruth.com to put this together for you, which I thought was really neat because Sam and the rest of the guys had done the first two crap campaign videos just because it's fun and they did it and they love doing the activism. But you actually got paid for this one, Sam. I think that's really cool. And Scott, thanks for stepping up in that way because the more people that can get paid to do activism, I think the better.
Yeah, it made a big difference. I just want to jump in here. Most of the other two crap campaign videos, we've shot those during Social Sundays and spent about an hour shooting them. This one, we actually had money to bring in actors and pay the actors a little bit. We had props. We had costumes. We traveled out to locations. I got to bring all of my equipment out, all my great toys and things. So it really makes a difference to have a budget and be able to put something together nice like this.
So as part of the Tamworth Millionaire Program, there's a great video up on Sam's YouTube channel or up on the front page at livefreeandcomply.org right now, outlining a good 6-minute video clip that I think most people will find fairly humorous.
We watched it, by the way. The group of us went out after the nightcap here in Keene a few days ago before it was finalized. You had a rough cut, Sam, without any of the music or anything like that. And even without the music, which is great, by the way, even without the music, it was very amusing. There was a good amount of laughter throughout the 6 minutes. Scott, if you want to hang on to continue the discussion here a little bit, because there's a form that goes along with the video. I want to talk about what that is. You posted over at livefreeandcomply.org. Can you hang on, Scott?
I can, no problem.
All right. More with Scott from Tamworth, the house valued at $4 million because he was saying things on his website that the city council didn't like very much. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
The problem.
How do
I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at kerostove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at kerostove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to kerostove.com. Caro Stove, for family emergency solutions.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Listen up, folks. This is important. Alex Jones here. Now you can get free shipping on the storable, easy-to-fix, delicious food from eFoodsDirect.com. From July 4th through July 14th, we have looming evacuations in the Southeast, unemployment insurance running out, and predictions of huge inflation. So we all need to get as much food as we can. Every one of you needs to buy as much storable food as possible. This is the perfect time to do just that with eFoods Direct and take advantage of their free shipping special. When you order from eFoodsDirect.com from July 4th through July 14th, every dollar you spend will buy the food, and eFoods Direct will pay for the shipping in the continental United States. This is Alex Jones wishing you and your family true independence this 4th of July with great food and free shipping through July 14th from eFoodsDirect.com. You can order on the website eFoodsDirect.com or simply call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/ship.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it is Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features there, by the way, including our webcam. You can go watch and listen and chat, because it's all mixed in together. You can chat. It's on the same page. The chat room built into the same page as the webcam. Go to cam.freetalklive.com, and it's all free. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They also offer great prices and service on used networking equipment, such as Cisco routers and switches. Their stuff is in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery at MemoryDealers.com.
All right, so we're going to continue here. We've got Scott on the line in New Hampshire. He is someone who made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And you made the move up to more of the northern portion of New Hampshire. Is that right, Scott?
Yep, that's correct. Tamworth's about an hour and change north of Concord, and lovely part of the state up there.
Now, we don't normally hear too much about stuff that's going on up there. Yours is the first real story that I've heard, and it's incredibly persuasive and outrageous. In that you have purchased a home, you're building a home, and they didn't like that you didn't want to let them in and violate your privacy and have them snoop around in your house to figure out what to value your house at. So they decided to just go ahead and arbitrarily set it at, I mean, it's always arbitrary, but they decided to arbitrarily set it even higher than the regular arbitrary amount of something like $4 million. And it's an incredibly insanely large assessment, and you've decided to make some hay out of this by making fun of them. And you pointed out that making fun of them is probably more effective than filling their locks with epoxy. And I probably would agree with you on that point. And I think it's very, very well made, especially in light of the conversation we were having earlier. So you hired Sam and the crew over at ObscureTruth.com to come on board and help you make fun of these bureaucrats. You posted it over on your website, livefreeandcomply.org, where you've been kind of following the corruption in the town for a long time, which is what upset them, the government people, that is, in the first place. And I wanted to talk a little bit more about what I'm seeing here at livefreeandcomply.org, because on one part there's the brilliant 6-minute video from Obscured Truth, the crap campaign, the third part of the crap campaign, and is very well done, very professional. And Sam, you mentioned this is the video you're most proud of so far, and it really is a slick piece of work. Below that, though, there's a form, the Tamworth Millionaire Program Inquiry Form. Scott, what can you tell me about that?
So this was sort of some audience participation that we were looking to involve your listeners and anyone else looking at the website to do. And as you were saying earlier, it's effective when people know that they're, or government bureaucrats know that they're causing people problems and people object to it. This was our fun little way of letting people participate and letting them know that. And all that this form does is, some basic information and how much they would like their net worth to be valued at. And people can fill in a number as to if they'd like to be, worth $7 million or $3 million, and a few options there of, acts that they can do that irritates the town government to help achieve their vast new net worth, including civil disobedience, unpermitted raffles. It was a big thing in town for a while. For charities there, or,
this town is just unbelievable in all of the little nuances. You thought Keene was bad. This town is like is almost on par with all of the little things
smaller,
that Keene does.
Yeah. The town is smaller.
I mean, the board is 3 selectmen, and the town is a few thousand people, Scott?
Yeah, about 2,500 people. I think only half of those are full-time residents. So
wow.
Yeah, I mean.
So it's really the old boys. I mean, good old, real small, tight, good old boys network. Now, it's my understanding this form is actually to some extent legal in that it calls for the RSA 91A. Now, here in New Hampshire, that's the Freedom of Information Act, basically. How are you factoring that into all this?
And what I was looking to do with that was, use their own rules against them to a certain extent and, force them to formally record these and respond to them as need be and cause them some paperwork problems and
right,
because of it.
When they get a 91A request, they have 10 days to respond and say, here's the information you requested, or we're going to need more time to get you the information that you requested. But they're legally required, and if they start ignoring these, well, then you may have a class action lawsuit.
Now, they would be legally required only for people that claim to be in New Hampshire, I would presume.
I think so, yes.
Right. So people can go to livefreeandcomply.org. They can watch the video. They can download the form. If they're in New Hampshire, they can send it in. If they're not in New Hampshire, they can still send it in anyway.
Oh, yeah.
It'll just burden them with more paperwork, more stuff to read and spend their time on. And to some extent, that's a bit of monkey wrenching on its own, the idea of flooding a small town government office with a bunch of paperwork.
So we'd be grateful to any of your listeners out there to find out more about the Tamworth Millionaire Program directly from the town government of Tamworth. Send that
love
form
that.
In.
the town of Tamworth can make you a millionaire just overnight by changing the valuation on your property.
It's that easy.
Yep.
Hey, Scott, anything else you want to share about this project? Because I think it's pretty brilliant, and congratulations.
Not to mention, this video, I've seen it, is really, really funny. What's the guy at the end there, Jethro, who gets made a millionaire?
Yep, that's
Jethro Jenkins.
Yeah, he did a fantastic job acting, and I'll throw it back to Sam there and tell him that he did a first-rate job on it, and spent a lot of meticulous time on it with some great people involved. So thank you to Sam. The only thing I'd love to throw out there is I don't want to cast Tamworth in too bad a light. It is a bit of an old boys club and 100 or so people in town who are a problem, but it's actually a town with not terrible laws on the books. We don't have zoning up
That's
there
great.
And don't have a lot of the bureaucracy and problems, and there is very much a fight in Tamworth, and it's good to still see that. Usually the other side always wins, and you got sort of an older, you know, free-or-die type New Hampshireites up there still fighting the good fights and doing what I can do to help them.
Hey, Scott, how did the open carry thing turn out? Has that been resolved?
That wasn't so much an open carry issue. I guess
what are we talking
about?
My
way of objecting to what they were doing. We had a bit of a firearms problem up in Tamworth, and it, you know, a lot of the town volunteer firefighters carry firearms because they're interested in self-defense and office ladies and things like that, and fairly gun-friendly place up there. And this had occasion to come up separate from me, and that they had an employee policy prohibiting their employees from carrying firearms on the job.
Are they calling volunteer firefighters employees?
Well, that was part of the fight, too, but I guess my main objection to it, not being a Tamworth employee, was I said, geez, you know, if these people think they have purview over town employees, if they ever thought they had more purview over just regular people, I have no doubt in my mind they would go the way of Massachusetts firearms laws. Mm-hmm. And I designed,
but just,
you know,
just goes to show you that these, even in the small towns in New Hampshire where there's relative freedom compared to other towns across the country, you've still got the good old boy network, you've still got the corruption, and it's everywhere. You can't get away from it.
And I agree with them that there are some towns that are it's easier to make the fight than others, and you know, from all accounts here, there are people still willing to stand up.
Well, Scott, but what are you going to do? I mean, this is great. The video is great. The form idea is great. But you personally, I mean, how are you going to deal with this $4 million assessment? I mean, that's going to break down to a lot of taxes.
Well, $70,000, I believe.
So for now, I get a $35,000 bill every 6 months from them, and I paid the first one, and there are two ways to go about it.
You paid it?
Eventually, yes, temporarily at least, and $35,000 another 6 months from there, and on in perpetuity is my rent for my property. And to be determined what I'm going to go do with it. There are two avenues. One is allow the assessor up there and satiate their desires not to invade my privacy, and it probably will go away after I spend a bit on an attorney and, you know, have problems caused by them being up there.
But wait a minute. Is that $35,000 gone now at this point? I mean, that's...
No.
Nope. So they do have a process for abatements. That's the other route this could take. And I can pay them $35,000 every 6 months for a year or so, and then towns keep sort of a slush fund, usually a few thousand dollars, to pay off these abatements. They said, oh, we miscalculated a bit. Here's your money back with interest type thing. So I can pay in $70,000 a year for a while, to file on an abatement, and I think that's the potential to cause them the most amount of problems.
Scott, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Folks can go to your website, livefreeandcomply.org. You'll see the video there. It's also up over at freekeen.com. Hey, thanks for the call. Keep us in the loop as to what happens. There's more coming up in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Libby's 100% Pure Pumpkin. Learn how to give everyday recipes a nutritional boost with the power of pumpkin at verybestbaking.com. When choosing fruits and vegetables, orange or yellow are your best bets. Vegetables like butternut squash, pumpkin, or yellow peppers are rich in nutrients that are linked with lower risks of certain cancers and heart disease. On the fruit side, cantaloupe, bananas, and oranges offer the same benefits, plus one more. Kids love them. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumethin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumethinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumethinPlus.com.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain clog past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain clog has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The Drain Claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The Drain Claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the Drain Claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the Drain Claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves even in these remaining moments here. There is enough time for your call, 800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Features are all for free, and if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. You can help Free Talk Live get into more ears around the country, around the world. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. We take that money in, reinvest it into the show, and get Free Talk Live out there to more people. So that's worthwhile to you. If it's worth $3 a month, you'll get perks too. You get access to the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only forum, podcast, and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up. By the way, we're going to get back to some phone calls here, but Sam, it's an incredible video. I wanted to have time to play it on the air and like do a commentary track or something like that. Maybe we could do like an extended edition of the show or something if you want to stick around and do that. Because there are a couple things that are worth pointing out in the video that you don't know necessarily unless you're paying
true events.
Yeah, if you're paying attention. So maybe we'll do that here in a little bit. But by the way, throw out some thanks to some of the people that were involved in this, because it was pretty much all activists that helped you out.
Absolutely, yeah. Jim Johnson was the redneck. Meg certainly helped out a lot behind the scenes with framing, with editing, did put some very funny cuts in here.
Yeah, she had a great scene in it, too.
I think Puke did a wonderful job as kind of the head selectman, really got into the role.
Puke, who is who's now part of Free Talk Live, has appeared on
James so much more.
Yeah, but there are a lot of Jameses out there.
Indeed, very many an unusual name.
Plus, our very own Luther was reprising his role as Byron Kingsley.
Uh-huh. And even some of the activists who are not so out there and in the public view, like Chris, just one of the locals, who's from New Hampshire. He was
That's
in the
right.
video and played one of the selectmen. He was a little nervous about it, but I think he did great.
Yeah, it really came off well. I mean, all the folks, Pete from...
Pete and Adam were there helping out. Either Pete was one of the cops. Adam was one of my crew members helping me out.
And actually, one of the other cops in the video is a local, kind of a local thespian, John Ray. He has had a lot of experience in theater work and did a great job. So really well done. Go and see it for yourself over at, right now it's up at freekeen.com, so you can just go straight there. Jamie is on the line in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jamie.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, it's Jamie from Wheels
Off
Liberty.
What's up, man?
Oh, not much, man. I'm just kind of drunk tonight, man.
Are you trying to tick everybody off? I heard that's your goal in the chat room.
Yeah, I said something to you, Sam.
Yes, and I can't repeat it on the air.
I'm going to fight you one day.
All right, bring it on, buddy.
He must be drunk.
So, man, I've been on hold forever, guys, because y'all show has blown up since you've connected yourself to Wheels Off Liberty, and a lot of people have started calling in. You know,
just because of you mentioning
right,
Free Talk Live. Right?
You're saying it's because we started hanging out with you guys online that now we've really taken off. I mean, that's why we've got the, 25 affiliates this year, that kind of thing.
That's the reason. And my photos where it looks like I have a sack of Idaho potatoes in my pants. Very big down there. But besides that, dude, I heard y'all talking about, like, the DARPA or something like that, like government computers spying on individuals or something.
Mm-hmm.
That's how long I've been on hold. But come on, dude. Government they can't fix a pothole even. What makes you think that they can do anything efficiently enough to spy on people? They're kind of morons, don't you think?
They are, but what they do is they'll just sort of write the requirements, pass those on, like they did with the Telecom Act of 1996 or 97, I forget which it is. But they'll put these new requirements on and tie some kind of, well, if you want to, with the Telecom Act, it was, if you want to go into long distance, then you have to do all of these things to your networks. And so they'll make some requirement that you have to be able to separate out your traffic by protocol, and then you have to feed it into our black box, and we'll tell you what to do. And then they'll apply their own little rule list as to whoever they want to ban or block.
So they're not implementing it. It's the private company that's implementing it.
Right. And they could even outsource the block listing. There are companies that do that that are just on contract with one of the big government.
Right. Like if the government were building a school, I mean, we know they build schools and things like that, and they get the job done, they spend too much money on it.
They don't build a school, though, and a contractor does.
Right. Oh, my God. If the government actually built the school, then it would fall to pieces, but that's why they have the contractor handle that. And occasionally, things that the contractors build for the government fall to pieces, like bridges and the big dig and things like that, but it's pretty rare.
And when it comes to vendors, it's one thing if you're trying to sell something on a business case, like do this and we'll reduce your subscriber churn for wireless customers by 3%, which would be a huge savings to like an AT&T or a Verizon. But when it comes to a government regulation, they know that they have to do that. So they're going to pay, the threshold as far as the buy signal is there. It's much stronger because there's no choice. There's no getting out of it for them. So the vendors know that. They develop the solutions to it, and they're much easier to sell. I don't know where to go with that, but it makes it much more likely that it's going to happen.
Dude, I just don't know, man. I just don't think the government's even capable of having a coherent thought, man. I think that Mike Maddox is more capable of having a coherent thought, and he's the biggest idiot I know in my whole life. I mean, George Mandrick can sell baklava across the nation, and that's doing better than anything that the government could ever do because they're absolutely idiots. I mean, if George is an idiot and can sell baklava to California from Pennsylvania, I mean, I have a lot more faith in him than
Jamie, I'm with you, man. I understand where you're coming from, but on the other side of that, I think I also understand where Sam is coming from. I mean, generally, the government is incompetent and stupid, but that doesn't mean that stupid can't be dangerous and that stupid can't be a really destructive kind kind of thing to be. So they are incompetent and stupid, but they hire other people who are more competent than them, pay them way too much money, and then or they threaten other people who are more competent than them. It's either they hire people and pay them too much, or they threaten people and get them to do what they want. But eventually, their incompetent, stupid ideas can be implemented. I mean, if you look at China, they definitely are blocking internet access in China. So that's a government. They're incompetent. But on the other hand, they manage to get things done if they throw enough money at it.
Can you imagine how many downloads Worlds Off Liberty would have if China wasn't blocked?
I know, it's a damn shame, isn't
it? At wheelsoffliberty.com.
Very good, sir. Thank you for the call. Always appreciate it, man. 800-259-9231. One of the many talented talk show hosts over at the Liberty Radio Network at lrn.fm. Now available via satellite across North America, by the way. We haven't really talked too much about that. The Liberty Radio Network, I put it up on the satellite about a week ago. And the deal is, and I'm still actually trying to get the signal at my house. I got one of the dishes. It's 30 inches, 76 centimeters wide. So it's larger than the DirecTV kind of 18-inch dish, but it's much, much smaller than the huge 2.4-meter dish.
The C-band.
C-band dishes that you used to see a lot of in the early 1980s in people's yards and stuff like that. So it's not quite as intrusive. And so I've hooked that up, but I've got some tree branches and stuff that I really need to cut away. But I've posted it online. We've made it official, and some folks that actually have these receivers already set up have checked it out. And yes, LRN.FM is now available, and the signal blankets the entirety of the United States, nice. And I think almost all of Mexico and Canada.
Anybody who is in a location that maybe doesn't have an internet connection or doesn't want to stream LRN constantly over their internet connection,
sure,
can put up one of these dishes and get the network
24 hours a day. In fact, Mark lives out in the woods, and you've got to pay for the satellite internet, and they're limiting your bandwidth.
Ooh.
So if you like streaming audio, if you like LRN and listening at home, that kind of thing, you're paying if you're getting the gigabyte internet, where you're paying per gig, whereas if you've got satellite, free-to-air satellite, which is what the network is on now, you can suck down that signal all day long. We're paying the bill for that. I'm paying hundreds of dollars per month to get that signal up there.
And if you live in a different country, you can set up some kind of community radio station there so that they can broadcast the message of freedom to people all over that have radio. So it's a great resource to be able to sort of set up your own little radio station.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's one of those things that you could, if you were, for instance, going to put up your own micro radio station, you could put it out in the woods somewhere. As long as you have a view of the southern sky, you don't have to have an internet connection to receive and rebroadcast the LRN.FM transmission. So it's a really good tool for people that want to do their own broadcasts, and it's also a good tool for people that just want to listen to this show and some of the other shows like Wheels Off Liberty and the rest of the folks over at LRN.FM. We're going to go into extended mode. Those of you on the radio, thank you. Good night. Enjoy the rest of your evenings. We'll see you tomorrow. For those of you on our internet streams listening at LRN.FM or over at freetalklive.com, we are going to continue here in a few moments. We'll do some director's commentary with the new crap campaign video. We're going to play the audio track here on the air, and we'll stop down and make some observations so you can know what to look for when you watch the video later on. More coming up in moments.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.